Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba.
Welcome back, everyone. Every week, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, you can hear us talking about real estate and finance. And Reba's laughing at me because I mess
I think
that
you
up
have to remind yourself.
I talk about that. I'm like, is that really
what day are we here again?
Yeah. And you have an announcement.
I can say it in my sleep.
I know you can. Well, we just have so much going on, right?
Well, can I tell you how fun it was before I came in today that I saw some of the guys from the fire department down in Renton and I got to bring up Omar the dough roller again?
So, Justin, a couple of weeks ago, we had the fire battalion chief for
Rick
Renton,
Marshall.
Rick Marshall in the office and in the studio here. He walks in, he looks at me and goes, "I know you. You worked at Pizza Haven." I'm like, "That was like 1978.
Wow.
And he goes, "You even had a nickname for me." And I'm shaking my head. It's like, yep. Omar the Dough Roller.
Nice.
And so, it's a small world.
Yes, you know, he went back to his battalion and they had papered his office with the old Pizza Haven pickup trucks and had put Omar the Dough Roller and posted them all over in his office. It was hilarious.
Oh, so cool. Yeah.
But we didn't even notice, or not notice, we didn't say last week, you had a connection even to our guest last week.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
How in the world?
Well,
do you want to say what the connection is, or you just want people to be like, "Ooh, really? He had a connection."
No, you tell him.
Well, I don't know because it was like through your son or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we interviewed. It's Four Generals Brewing, and he's opening up a tasting room in Renton.
Yeah.
And actually, he's very good friends with my nephew, and so indirectly, I
didn't know until we had him in the studio.
I've always been into cars a little bit, and I kind of got my nephew hooked on these. Certain type of Audi and this guy's really into that too, so indirectly he kind of followed after my nephew. So
I'm just saying, yeah. Justin, if we start getting into, you know, we're going to end up having connections.
We'll be there somewhere.
Oh,
I believe in 2 degrees. Yeah. I'm totally a believer in 2 degrees.
Yeah. You kind of caught me with the whole dollar a day for the sofa thing, so I'm thinking that sounds pretty good. So maybe
I'm thinking that's probably not what you really charge for a
really
sofa.
Cool looking furniture.
I got to think about it.
That might be a pillow.
Sofa.
Yeah.
I think it's like $3 a day for a sofa. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How much is
a
pillow?
That seems...
A pillow. It's like 5 cents per day for a pillow.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
I'm like going off the top of my head. They look really pretty.
Yeah.
Don't try to sleep in our beds.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you see the signs. Do not get
so
on the bed.
And so often we go in and we go into the houses and we're like, somebody's been quote unquote sleeping in this bed. Yeah. Which is
Have
so
you
funny.
Seriously had that happen?
Oh, absolutely. And the beds are short sheeted because we make it almost impossible to get into the beds.
Right.
And then they're ironed afterwards because wrinkled sheets look horrible in photographs.
Right, yeah.
And it's so cute because they're like, "Oh, we messed up the bed. Hurry, be sneaky and like fix it back again." And we're like, "We totally know what you did. We know what you did."
Yeah.
The dirty little secrets
by the way,
behind
we
staging.
We washed those sheets. Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. You know what?
The car wash on
there's all kinds of stories within real estate. And I will tell you every once in a while. So they put out, I think almost monthly, a thing. It's kind of like the bad agent list of people who do things they're not supposed to and the fines they get for it. But I will tell you, there's this one that always, to me, is quite interesting because it's something about improper use of key box access. And in the past, there have been incidents of agents who are having affairs who use these properties with which to conduct their
there's been some that were homeless
meetings.
Yeah. Even like homeless people or agents or whatever.
I know, but I'm just like, especially with as many people with cameras in their homes and stuff nowadays, like, seriously, that's what you want to do?
I think at that point you're like, you're looking for
become
the
more clever
you
if you're
going to
be
caught. Yeah,
yeah,
it
like,
does record your name when you have access
to
that box. Yeah.
And when the agent, like on our side, we call everyone who's been inside of our listings, we're like, so how was it in there? And
I loved the bedroom. It was great. Yeah.
The bedroom
was really
fantastic.
Nice,
I had a great time there.
Did you ever get a good showing?
Until we found out it was short-sheeted.
Right.
You know?
Got a showing at 3 o'clock in the morning? That's kind of
exactly. Yeah, you have to wonder sometimes. That's why they do have timed access. You can have 24-hour access or you can have timed access to try and prevent some of those things. But most people who are running, you know, nefarious things in the background aren't necessarily doing those when they normally would be home.
The worst that we had.
They're doing them during the day.
We had squatters that snuck into a house and lived in the house for about a week and a half before anybody before realized they were there. Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
And we had like this little pottery bowl on the nightstand, which would have been a perfect ashtray, but the squatter decided that he would just put his cigarettes out on the nightstand itself. And I was like, there was pottery right there. I know you're
available.
A squatter, but you can at least be polite. Jeez.
Polite squatter. I'm not sure that exists. Does it?
I see a future business where we'll start a squatter school.
Yeah, how to be polite.
Teach them how to
Madame
be
Tussauds. School of squatter politeness. Squat.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, good heavens.
Oh,
yikes.
Man. Okay.
Well, so, Justin, give us out your contact information again.
Sure.
How can our listeners reach
the
you?
Best way to reach us is spade-archer.com. That's SPADE, like a small garden tool, dash archer, ARCHER, like a bow and arrow, .com.
Excellent. Perfect. Okay, so we talked a little bit about, you know, you have a session where people bring you out and get a consultation.
Yep.
But where in the process of preparing?
Oh, the
like
sooner
how
the better.
Soon?
Yeah, we've had people call us with they had a year out because they knew they had work to do and
yeah.
they had started putting together their own list and they become overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can help you get that list put together that says, hey, here's the things that are really important and don't do these six other things you were planning to do because it's a total mm-hmm. waste of money. I know it'd be great for you, but it's not necessarily great for the next buyer. And so we're always booked 2 weeks in advance. You're never going to call us and be like, hey, I need a project tomorrow.
No short notice.
It's probably
okay.
not going to happen.
That's important to know.
Yeah, we try to stay 2 weeks in advance. That's on projects. We stay 1 week in advance on consults. We find that if we go past 2 weeks, real estate agents start to get really frustrated with us because the real estate market is about a 2-week cycle. Everything changes mm-hmm. every 2 weeks. Call us as early as you want, but when you're going to actually schedule your date, when you're going to do the project, make sure you call at least 2 weeks in advance to get us on the calendar.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, we find with all of our stuff, we just had one of our team meetings today. I was telling Jessica, who does our listing coordination, it's like, okay, we have dates in July of some houses that are going on, and we have several coming on. It was like, okay, let's get our target dates and make sure we're sending the emails out to the client to say, okay, here's where our target date is. These are the things and tasks that will be happening over the next 4 weeks. Be
right.
prepared. Make sure and give us an update on where you are in your process, because if that has to move, that's fine.
Yep.
But we need to know, because we're going to be scheduling all these service providers
yeah.
along the way and doing the staging and getting the marketing ready and doing the pictures and getting the 3D videos and doing all the stuff,
right.
you know, the cleanings and the, you know.
So many sellers think that the real estate market is a lot like fast food, that you
no,
just
so
drive
not.
Up and it's on
yeah.
the shelf and it's ready to be handed to you. And they
yeah.
don't understand that in order to properly prepare a house for market, you're going to need,
you need
at
time.
Least 2 weeks to get it done.
Oh, I would even say
very minimum.
It, yeah. Okay, if you're at 2 weeks, that's because you've done everything already. Like
right.
you better have had a really good
it's
list,
perfect.
Or you'd already been working with your agent a year. Because just to give you an example for us, our clients usually either get a hold of us within 3 months to sometimes 3 years
yep.
in advance,
yeah. Yeah.
and so then we start setting up the stuff. So, like in one client's case. 3 years works well because we were asking them to change some things in their kitchen, including countertops.
Yeah.
And it was like, do it now. Do it now. Pick a good product that will still be good for 3 years.
Enjoy it.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's exactly. If you're going to spend the money, mm-hmm. you might as well right. enjoy it for a while. Yeah. It'll still be in great condition, you know, that kind of thing. I think that's great. So if someone goes to your website, spade-archer.com.
Yep.
They can do it in any of those three cities.
Yep. It says book a consultation. You click on that button. It says pick a city. And mm-hmm. You'll see there's monuments on there. I think there's the Space Needle in Seattle. There's
right.
the Made in Portland sign in Portland. And there's the windmills in Palm
How will your
Palm
team
Springs.
Reach back out to them, though?
The second they click book, it automatically sends them an email that says you've been booked for consultation.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, the person shows up that day on time and rings your doorbell. And they're set to go. Yeah.
On time is important.
Always.
We were at a meeting the other day. Some guy said his agent had been showing up 2 hours late without even a phone call. And I thought,
ow.
Wow, that would not be my agent. Okay. All right. Well, cool. So we only have about a minute left. So
right.
I'm going to bring something up that I meant to do at the
yes.
beginning of all of this. For anybody who happens to be a fan of golfing, there happens to be a tournament going on. The Renton Chamber of Commerce is holding their now annual golf tournament, and this is benefiting the Moyer Foundation. And as of today, we are one of the premier sponsors for that. So we're going to be there on June 13th. They're doing a shotgun start at 11 a.m. But we want to thank you all for listening today to Open House with Team Reba. We'll be here next week, Tuesday, 3 o'clock.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.